Hey, it's your friend Mike O'Neill, your Mike and Mike off-air podcast, the latest edition. Mike O'Neill here.
Mike Pesto over here. And I got to thank you for checking out the little teases of our videos online as well as on YouTube. We got some numbers recently. The teases, like 4,500 views with some of them. Now, if we could get you to watch and listen to the whole podcast, that would be phenomenal.
4,700, I just looked.
Yeah, if you like the tease, you'll love the whole thing. We can listen to it at my975fm.com. Or you can also watch the whole thing on our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. That way, every time a video drops, including those little teases, get a chance to watch it and ding, ding, ding.
It's our honor that you do that. And I got to tell you that I have been planning, sort of, this podcast for years.
Uh-oh. All right, well, before we get to years worth of work, I couldn't decide which, because we always do a little hijack first before we really get rolling with, you know, the big item on the menu. Mm. I couldn't decide. I don't think we've got time for both of these. And if we do, we can always go back and revisit at the end. Would you like what is in my left hand or right hand? And you can't see either one, so you
which
don't know.
Which makes that question entirely irrelevant. So
yeah, please watch the
that
video.
Once, because we're on video.
Okay, so picking what is in my left hand. So I will save this maybe for another day, although that would have been fun. So I found out recently that Harvey, I can't remember his last name, but TMZ.
Yeah,
him. The TMZ guy. He, at one point, worked out in the same gym with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hmm.
And they would talk every once in a while, and then Arnold blew up and went to a different gym. And then, shortly thereafter, don't know if it was a different gym or maybe the same one, he worked out in the same gym with Sylvester Stallone before he blew up and, you know, did a lot of his own stuff on his own. So they've all known each other over the years. Well, they got together recently, and they're not describing it as a podcast, more of a conversation. But they talked about a lot of the things. One of the things that he asked, it's like, you've heard this argument before, the Mount Rushmore of whatever it is. If you were to assume that Arnold and Sylvester Stallone are two of the four members of the Mount Rushmore of action movie stars, and I think you'd have to put Arnold there. Sylvester Stallone, you could debate, but for argument's sake, it was their question. Let's assume they're on it. Who are the other two action hero stars that must be on? And I'll let you know who they said as well.
I actually heard this story.
Oh, did you? All right, so you already know who they said.
I know one of them. I know one of them for sure. And I agree for sure with Bruce Willis. I can't even imagine acting in those movies. The falls that he made, the things that he went through for those movies were some of them, especially the diehards, especially the first one. I'm still afraid of glass because of that movie.
Well, and that's the thing with and if this had been after the third Die Hard movie came out and you just assume he's got more of those in the pipeline, yeah. But I was thinking about it when Sylvester Stallone actually suggested Bruce Willis. What other action adventure movies has he been the star of? I really
Armageddon.
Okay, yeah. You mentioned that one. That's a good one. So that's four.
There's a few, and I'm terrible with names.
And
I'm sorry.
You know what? And this is what's great about. And we haven't done this enough, I don't think. If you listen to this podcast wherever you listen, if you can comment below, great. I know you can do that on YouTube. So if you can think of some other action-adventure movies Bruce Willis has been the star of, other than Armageddon and the Die Hard movies, comment below and then obviously let us know what we're missing out on.
And then we'll look back and go,
why didn't we think of that?
I know all of these.
But that's who Sylvester Stallone suggested.
And I just remembered the other one.
Yeah.
And I don't know because I love Clint Eastwood, who was in fact the fourth one. Of course, I was sitting there thinking Jack Reacher, you know, any one of there's other physical. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the guy who plays with who's in all of the crazy race car movies.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Vin would have been
yeah
in that somewhere. The Rock has done some very physical movies.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, and any of the karate stars. Yeah, all 12, Van Damme would have been good. Yeah.
Clint Eastwood surprised me, and that was Arnold Schwarzenegger's suggestion to it. Yeah, but, I mean, but if you go that old school, you got to go Chuck Norris, I would think. I mean, just the reputation of Chuck Norris alone gets him on the monument.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put him on the monument, he'll construct his own monument with four of his own faces on it. And the old, the old Chuck Norris jokes that were all the rage a few years back. But for you, now that we know who they would have suggested, who would you think? Even if you want to knock off one of the other two. Or you want to keep those. Who would you have on your action hero or action adventure movie star Hall of Fame?
Oh, I know. I'm looking right at the guy. He did the most recent. Oh, my. I know his name, but I just can't think of it.
What has he done?
He always kind of just is the same face in every movie, but he's an action star. He also did the most recent, not War of the Worlds, but a very classic sci-fi movie. With the robot, and he comes.
Will Smith?
He's an alien, and he comes with the robot, and they come, and they don't know, the world doesn't know, but he's come to purge the world, but he eventually figures out that the world is worth saving. And anyway, I can't.
Yeah,
think.
I'm not.
Anyway.
If you know what movie Mike's talking about, again, comment below. We're kind of curious right now.
You're lucky. I know why I'm here.
One of the ones that crossed my mind, and I don't know how many people would think of him, if for no other reason he does a lot, if not most, if not all, of his own stunts, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was, in the conversation that I heard, overheard this whole thing, Tom Cruise came up, and Bill and Ted, the dark-haired gentleman, is?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu would be up for it. I'm trying to think of the movies.
The Matrix movies.
He also did a whole series of movies where he's
Oh, I know which one you're talking about now, and I never got into those.
But he's an action. He's an action.
Okay, dude. I forgot about that whole line. There's been like four or five of those. Another one that I thought of. Go ahead.
And I can't think of his name either.
This is what happens when you get old. Don't let it happen to you.
Wonderful African-American actor. He also did The Flight. He did The Flight movie where you're upside down for a while.
Denzel Washington, but Denzel's, I don't think of him as a lot of... I mean, great actor, but as far as like an action movie?
But those three movies where he...
The Equalizer?
Yes.
Okay.
That was something special.
Yeah, in Training Day, he
clicks
was...
Clicks the watch, 30 seconds, and all hell breaks loose. It's just... But... Non-chaotic, if that sounds okay. Oxymoronic, but it's not. Non-chaotic, all hell breaks loose. He's cognizant and on target straight through, and you're like, God, I wish I could keep my cool like that. It's a movie, Mike, relax. But it's just like, I respect that ideal.
Another one that came to mind when I saw this was Jason Statham.
Yes.
More of a modern action hero. The Meg movies. He's the star from a lot of those. The Transporter. I think he was in the first two and then was out of it. I didn't realize until recently he was actually an Olympic diver.
Wow.
On the English team years ago. I think it was an alternate. Didn't actually go to any Olympics. But, man, the sequences. If you get a chance to see it, the very first Transporter movie. Just the fight sequences. Choreographed incredibly well. And I can't think of any movie that he's been in that hasn't been an action movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Clint was great. He's done some wonderful movies. I think of him as more of a... I mean, he's done way more than this, but I love his old Western stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the space movie that he did, that was hilarious. And, I mean, he's Clint. He's even the aging baseball star. Not baseball star. The aging baseball... Scout, he played that. He was that character in a movie. It's not an action hero at all, but It's still a great movie. Yeah, I don't characterize him as an action hero per se. I have to agree with you on that one.
If there's any that we're blatantly forgetting, you're like, guys, duh! I can't believe you haven't mentioned X, Y, and or Z again. Wherever you're viewing this or listening to us, let us know in the comments, and we will kick ourselves in the butt later.
Sounds good. Well, the tease, I was just trying to see if you could guess, like you probably see through my paper. I've been planning this for years, Michael. We've talked about this subject a little, but I'm going to kind of go in depth on it.
Okay.
And see what you think about some of this. I will be 66 and a half years old in the middle of May.
Well, happy early birthday. I didn't get you a Hallmark card yet.
Filed for my benefits. I'm thinking about retirement.
Oh, well, you're years ahead of me.
I'm
just trying to worry about where the next paycheck is going
to
come.
How am I going to get to Friday?
And how do the bills get paid?
Yeah, well, been doing that for a long time now. And it's just, I just remember filling this thing out on my, first of all, 20 years ago, you wouldn't be able to fill this thing out on your phone, but I'm literally half an hour down. It was time for me to, because I knew it took a few months for it to kick in. And I'm literally sitting there filling this out on my phone thinking, is this really me? Has it been 66 and a half years?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure as heck has. My back would say yes. But it's going to be time for retirement. And Colleen and I have been talking about this a lot more lately. And we came to find out that, well, one thing we've learned, certainly in marriage, is the trick to getting to have 32 years together is cognizantly growing old together. You can't just, well, I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Because it won't. And one of those ways is you know, your goals. And we came to find out that we have similar but different goals for retirement, which is, I think, good, because when I retire fully, which won't be soon, because you can collect your benefits while you're still working.
Yep. I know that
from
my mom.
If you start at 66 and a half years. And so we decided to sit down and kind of write them out and you've stated a goal. Now I have to help you plan for that.
Okay.
Now you have to help me or understand that I want to do that. Blah, 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 blah. She wants to travel, man. And when I say travel, the only real get on a plane and go away for a while is she wants to go to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
We're Irish derivative. O'Neill is not my real last name, but my real last name is just as Irish. And so is my wife's. And we would like to go to Ireland, although that's going to be a lot of work because we have to go across the other side of the country just to start. And we'll do that. But we'll get to visit people. It'll be about my eldest daughter from my first marriage lives in the state of Washington. We can go get in the car and drive up there for 2 days.
Yeah, and take your time getting there and take your time getting back. That's quite a bit of it when you think about vacations when you are still working. I remember growing up, we were lucky because my dad at the time, this is back in the age when a lot of families just had dad working and mom was a stay-at-home mom. That's how it was in most households. Now that's rarely, if ever, the case. But my dad worked in insurance.
Yeah.
And it was long before the whole concept of remote working was a thing, but he could, as long as he got to some office somewhere to get quote-unquote paperwork done. But a lot of stuff he could do from wherever he was. So he could take 2 or 3 weeks quote-unquote off while still kind of working during those 2 or 3 weeks. He just wasn't working a traditional 9-to-5 at that point.
But now we can just, hey, we haven't been to Pismo Beach in a while. Get in the car and off you go. Well, someone's going to have to watch the dog. But but crazy, right? I mean, we can do movies, lunch specials. And it's funny because I told you how old I was at the beginning of this thing. I still forget to take the senior discount almost everywhere we go, even though it benefits me because I still don't think of myself that way.
Do you have an AARP card?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Now, are you averse to getting one? Because I got the mailers for the...
It costs money,
I can't remember
right?
The last time I got a mailer, but I forget what age I turned that I constantly started getting them at least once a month, and maybe they've gotten a hint at this point, and I joked about it with a post that I put up on my Facebook page. I'm like, I'm not old enough to get this yet, and friends of mine said, oh, yes, you are, and another friend kind of pulled me aside and actually called me and said, hey, I know it's kind of a joke, and you kind of were going for that with your post, but seriously, look into it. there are some pretty cool discounts that you get depending on if you do X, Y, and Z. And if you do certain things, then yeah, it really is worth it. If not, then maybe not worry about it now, but keep that in mind if you do start doing those things.
It seemed on the face of it we didn't do enough of the things that I would pay the money that I needed to be an official member. And most of the benefits for me will be, you know, at the Black Bear, I'm a senior discount. That's about all I need, and I can do that for free. Uh-huh. So I don't have the card yet, but it's my kids will remind me, did you take your senior discount?
Shut up. If I was one of your kids, I'd be shouting that loud enough for the whole restaurant to hear.
And they do, on very much purposely. For me, I'm going to have more time to commit to my church. Maybe just I'm in AA and years and years of recovery, and I want to spend more time there and maybe go to more meetings and be able to help more people out. Special adults group. I'm very active in the special adults groups here in Visalia and Tulare. I DJ their dances. Okay. Maybe I can do more there.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do more there. I'm looking forward to that. I would like to, and as seasick as I get, you're going to laugh, I would like to try a cruise. I've never been on a big cruise before.
I did one years ago when I worked at a sports radio network out of Las Vegas, and it was free. Actually, I've done two. Both times they were free. One, I was on the cruise with a bunch of retired athletes, and they had a forum at one point that I had to engineer that one forum, which was like an hour's worth of work for a free cruise that lasted a week. So, yeah, sign me up. And another one was with, I want to say it was a friend of mine that got to go on one, and he asked me, because I asked him to go on the one that I went on. We were like best friends at the time, so we were both single, didn't have any significant others, so I treated him, he treated me.
Was it the Mexican cruise that goes up and down the
West
Coast?
No, it was the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
So I forget which cruise line it was. We went to the private island that they had. The coolest experience I have, I'd say top three coolest experience I've ever had was on the private island. It was when jellyfishes were just emerging from, I don't know if they're seas or you know, how they emerge, but as you're swimming, you are literally surrounded by thousands of these little tiny jellyfish, like the size of a dime, if not smaller. And like the largest one was maybe the size of a softball, not the ones that sting you either. And as you're snorkeling there in the water, just at the level that these jellyfish are, you can actually put your hand out. You could feel it pulsating against the palm of your hand because the water was so warm, you just went in without any equipment on.
It's not
just a snorkel.
It's not like touching a sea anemone.
No. Yeah, these are the ones that are not going to harm you whatsoever, but just everywhere you look and then feeling like, I don't want to move now because I don't want to hurt any of them.
don't open up your mouth. You might swallow 8 of them. That's good. That had to be beautiful, though, actually.
It was. That was an experience I will never forget. I've got some pictures of that trip somewhere. I've got maybe we'll talk about this one day. I've got a box under my bed, a big shoe box, that I'm sure there are some old love letters from ex-girlfriends in there and pictures of them and stuff I haven't thought about in eons. And inside that box also, some pictures of both of those cruises and some other things I've done over the years.
Yep. That's kind of what I'm thinking about. We'll get to upgrade the house randomly and for 3 days in a row or something, or this is paint the dining room week or whatever, and it'll be because it seems like whatever's going on in life during work life, you put a bow on it. Whatever's going on, you know, like there's an issue at the house or whatever. We're having a window. Sean broke a window in his bedroom accidentally, and that's getting fixed today. Whereas that would have kind of been a pain in the neck trying to get that all scheduled right before. It's like, yeah, the guy's coming. Yeah, we'll get it fixed. It just seems like it's going to be an adventure. Of course, we're going to have to try to do this in such a way as to not drive each other crazy, because we each like our own space, and she's used to not having me home all day.
Now, for those DIY projects, are you handy enough on your own to tackle most, if not all of them, or do I see a lot of YouTube viewing in your future?
Yes and yes. I'm handy. I'm handy enough to. I'm smart enough to handle the ones that I know I can handle. Is that a fair answer?
So where is it, right now, where would you say your threshold is? Could you change a light fixture?
Easily.
Really?
I can change switches. I can change receptacles. You just turn the power off and change them. Take the one out, go get another one, put it on.
I tried that once. I think I told this story a while back of when we first moved into the house that we're in now. It bothered me that we had two sets of track lighting in the ceiling, and there was one switch that controlled one set of track lighting and the other switch controlled the other set, and they were flip-flopped. And I'm like, this being OCD, this is going to bother me. How difficult could it be? I tripped the circuit. I got in there. I'm like, okay, so if I just flip these two wires, it should be fine. Oh, now nothing works. Thank goodness we still have the home warranty. I called them, and the whole time he's there fixing it, I'm like, I bet you get these all the time. I was like, we make a living off of guys like you.
Ouch.
Like, you're welcome.
Well, I'm not great at building stuff. I don't like to have to build stuff. When Colin brings home, you know, a bigger project, something I have to build for my grandson in the backyard, I'm like, oh, crap.
So if Visalia ever does get an IKEA, you won't be going there.
I'm not building my furniture. I go to Ashley, and they deliver. The end. So much of the furniture we have in the house is from Ashley. We just go in there, the brown one, Tuesday, and we're out. Uh-huh. And no, I'm never going to be. I just don't have the patience for it.
So
older I get, the less patience I have. I remember one Christmas Eve, my daughter got a Barbie car. Seemed like the right thing, was the right age. Damn thing went 5.5 miles an hour.
Okay.
Which is fast for a little
plastic. Yeah, definitely.
Barbie car. Well, you know what? Colleen, you know, once the kids go to bed, I'll go out in the garage. Probably take me 2 or 3 hours. Wrong. I was up till 5 a.m. When I got the box opened, I realized that there were 72 billion parts to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It took just forever. And I didn't need to be brilliant. It just took forever. I mean, step one, step two, step 190, step 450. By the time I got to the end of the – and then you get to charge the battery. So they got the car, and the car didn't work until about 10 the next night. Because, I mean, all of these things you need to learn, you know, when you do them. But Santa Claus was had bad temperament by morning.
Can you call AAA in a situation like that?
Should they help you? That would have been funny. I'm having a car issue?
Can you describe the vehicle? Well, it's a Barbie. It's click. Four
feet long. And
I don't know if they had it with that particular setup. I remember a similar situation with my son years ago. It was one of those put-it-yourself-together deals. But it had the QR code, which took you to the YouTube site. So you could watch them put together the same exact thing. That helped immensely. I don't remember there was one step that they were very easily doing something to put two pieces together to make the whole that I just could not.
Yeah.
And I watched that one segment of it 15, 20 times.
I've encountered
until I finally
stuff
got
like
it done
that.
Right.
I've encountered things like that. It's like, wait, I'm smart. What's he doing? Turn the camera the other way.
Why does his video seem to defy the laws of gravity?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, thank God for those YouTube videos. I replaced my the back of the Yukon, you know, the window that comes down, the hydraulics that hold it up. They weren't holding it up. So we ordered them online, and my daughter and I put them in.
Yeah.
I can do little stuff like that. Switches, painting, edging, taping the paint, cut-in work. I can do that. My father was paint crazy man. My father and my mother, it was a family joke. If there was a 3-day weekend coming up, I wonder what room's getting painted this weekend. And it was like that. And on some of the walls in my parents' house, I'll bet the paint is half an inch thick because they changed it constantly, and it made them happy.
You lose square footage if you do that enough.
I think, yeah, almost. I mean, and they would do that. I can't carpet. I can't lay tile, although I'm sure I could learn it. And, you know, I'm not building anything. I'm not adding on to anything. The general manager that used to work here, Bill, he can sheetrock and do stuff like that. Okay. I would love to know how to do that. I had a ceiling blowout in 2020 when the big rains came.
Yeah.
I would love to have just gone, I got this, and then cut it out. You know,
mud it and all that. I know the terms. I just don't know how to actually do it. I know sheetrock. I know mudding. I know texturizing. and I know how to call somebody to do all that.
That's exactly how I do it. Thank God for my contractor, says Mike O'Neill, most weeks. And yeah, so, you know, and maybe that too. There'll be a learning process to learn the things that I can do a little longer. I can do easy things on cars. I can replace my alternator. I can replace little stuff like that. I'm not taking the valve covers off. I'm not getting inside anything. But little parts I can do like that. So we'll see what happens. It'll be fun.
Sounds like you've got a game plan.
We'll see what happens.
Date circled on a calendar yet for this? Or
No. I'm going to be working here for at least the next 2 or 3 years, if they'll have me. So we'll see what happens. I'm enjoying it too much. I still love this. I'm pretty blessed, Michael. I got into radio in 1978, and I like it more than I did when I started. And I was insane when we started. I gotta get on the air. I can't wait to get... I love it just as much as I ever did. I think guys like you and me were pretty blessed.
Definitely are.
That's all I got.
We'll do it again next week.